Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Don't forget to use all of the resources there. You can listen to archives. You can read articles. You can subscribe to my free newsletter. You can check out our blog. Lots of other good things there, so check that out. And don't forget the new ways that you can listen, lots of different ways you can listen, and actually take possession of our of any of our archives. Now, you can't own them. I still own them, but you can take possession of them. So check that out, some of the new capability that's there on smallbusinessadvocate.com. And don't forget also to check out our new knowledge base, askjim.biz, which is where you can get small business answers. Now, Beverly Williams is all over both of those websites, and she's our good friend, the co-author of The 30-Second Commute, and she's, I don't know anybody on the planet who knows more about home-based business than she does. Beverly, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. It's always my pleasure.
It's good to have you back, as always. Beverly, one of the things that small business owners are constantly doing, it reminds me of raising children. You know, when you have a child, until they get grown, until they actually get educated and find their way in life, you're always growing that child. You're feeding them, you're nurturing them, you're maintaining them, you're medicating them when they need to be, you're healing them when they need to be, you're encouraging them, you're disciplining them, but you're always worried about their growth. But you know that as long as they live, they're going to have to grow. Mm-hmm. And it's your job to make sure that works, that whole thing works out okay.
That's right.
Our businesses are just like that, aren't they?
They are, exactly. I use that analogy so many times.
Home-based businesses.
Home-based or any small business, it is being the parent of something that you're responsible for a long time, and you have to manage all the pieces of that. That's a very good analogy, Jim. I like that. I have a grandson who's almost 15, and the growing pains that he has, one of them is that, you know, as his body gets bigger, he's grown out of his bed that was his bed, you know, since he got out of the crib.
And so they finally let him out of the crib, huh?
They finally let him out of the crib. He was very glad of that. But he has a very small bedroom, and they literally cannot put a bigger bed in there.
Holy mackerel.
And what do you do now? You know,
poor little guy. That reminds me of me. That happened to me one time.
Did it really?
Yeah, and I've never forgiven my parents for that.
Yeah, I'm sure there's a lot of things that they haven't forgiven you for either.
No, you know, that explains a lot about me, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Well, the interesting piece of this story is that my son and daughter-in-law are talking about literally having to build an addition onto the house because of this growing child, and they have another one coming up behind him. So, and all the impact that that's going to have on their family life, both finances and the good and the bad and the ugly about having a bigger house. And I was teaching a workshop the other night, and it was a five-part thing, and the final thing was to talk about managing the growth of your business. And I have at least three people in there who are home-based, and they were talking about, well, I couldn't get any bigger. I literally don't have any more room. So we talked about the different things that they could do in order to manage.
There's bigger, and then there's bigger.
That's right. And bigger is not always better.
It's bigger physically, and there's bigger virtually.
Yes. And in this particular, two of the cases out of the three, they were not virtual businesses, and one of them could expand into the virtual realm, but the other one really couldn't. It was a product-based business, and in order to expand, she literally was going to have more physical space. So you know, we talked about all the different aspects of that and the things that you have to consider when you're home based.
And when you start that, when you start that home base, that home base business. I mean, you need to. That's part of this plan that you help these people with, isn't it?
Exactly. Well, that's what this one woman said. I haven't even gotten it off the ground yet, and you're already talking about my having to build another building. And I said, wouldn't that be a nice problem to have? And she said, oh, yeah. I hope.
That's a high problem, huh?
Yeah, right. We should all have that problem.
From your mouth to God's ears, right?
Yes, exactly, exactly. Well, if they are taking the steps, and they certainly have taken a good first step by going to a workshop that would give them more information. I had left one guy who sat there and came in with the attitude of, I sort of know it, left with the attitude of, boy, do I not know a whole lot. And
you did a good day when you did that.
Yeah. when his comment was, thank goodness all these other people were here because they asked questions I didn't think of it to ask.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, that was really valuable for him. But, and now I've lost my train of thought of where I was going.
Well, you know, Beverly, one of the things I wanted to point out, and I'm so proud of you for helping these people. I was talking before you came on the air with me in the previous segment. I was talking about this fabric of support and resources that is being woven to help small business owners. You know, when I think of small business owners, regardless of where they're domiciled, I think of them as being on a high wire and working a high wire act. And day one, we're working that high wire act without a net.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we ever have a net under us depends upon us.
Right.
Now, the truth is that there's a net being built under us. There's a net that can be built under us. In the form of support, like taking advantage of things that there are some things that the governments can help small businesses with. There are some things that you can buy that are helpful. There's some things that are free that are helpful. And all those things are like what that gentleman said. You know what? I'm glad I came because I wouldn't have thought to ask these questions. Well, if he'd stayed home, he wouldn't have gotten smarter, would he?
Right.
And yet he came and he listened to other people, and you facilitated that, and so you become part of that fabric, part of the fabric of that net that he has now woven under him.
Mm-hmm.
He's now helped you. He's now allowed you to help him weave that under him, and that's how you sustain yourself in business.
Yes.
By weaving this net under you, folks. And I'm glad to say that I know somebody who's pretty darn good at that, and that's Beverly Williams. And she and I will be right back after these messages. Stay with us. 20 after, I'm Jim Blassingame. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Beverly Williams. Beverly is the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. If you're home-based or want to be, you got to have this book, folks, and you can get it wherever books are sold. You can find more about that book at Beverly's website. Beverly, go ahead.
Well, that's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Check that out when you get a chance.
Nothing fancy, just my name.
Beverly, you were talking about these people who in your class that are home based or want to be, and they're talking about growing their businesses. Do you think some people don't plan for success? I know we talk about having a business plan where we're planning, but do you think some people are surprised by success?
Yes. I think some people are afraid of success. If you reach that goal, if you attain a certain level of business or whatever it is that you're doing, then you have to take it to the next level. And there's always this challenge. And for most entrepreneurs, that's the whole point, is to be able to do that. But for some people, the fear of success can keep them from doing it. They don't want to face it. And that's an issue that has to be thought about. You can decide not to go to the next level, but you will probably, hopefully, get to a point where you have to make that decision at some time.
Mm-hmm.
That was one of the concerns that this one person had, and that was, but if I move beyond the space that I have now, you know, that is going to create some other situations, some other problems. That in her case, she lives on a very small piece of property that there is no room to really put enough of an expansion under her house to house an increase in her business.
Well, you know, so, Beverly, this is the kind of a challenge that even small businesses who have, you know, traditional spaces have. And,
right.
You know, they've outgrown the lease space, and they don't want to move. They can't get any more room, and they don't want to move because they've got an address that their customers are used to, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, this is growing your business is a constant issue for any small business.
It is.
And, so how do we deal with this? Just recognize it and make it part of our process, our management process?
Yeah, I think planning ahead of time. Donna and I talk in the book about managing the growth, and there's really four things. You can raise your prices. You can turn away new customers.
Mm-hmm.
You can refer the extra business to your competitors, which usually raises eyebrows. Or you can increase your capacity to handle the work, either by physical expansion or hiring other people, or, you know, there's several options under that as well.
Or you can do either franchising or maybe a kind of franchising.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Somebody else mentioned that the other night, and I had not thought about that one before. So that was a new one for me. I always learn something new too.
Well, let me give you an example. You talk about growing retail. In retail, if you don't have any more room, you could ask someone, other shops, if they would allow you to put your products in their facility.
Yeah.
And you got to be careful because you're consigning those, and you can have some pilferage or whatever. You're letting somebody else have your stuff. But that's the way of getting out, and it's a type of franchising without the contract.
Right, that's true. I hadn't thought of it that way. That's a good point, and one that I'll add to my repertoire of information. I think that the bottom line is that most people don't think beyond getting it going, and yet, particularly when you're home-based, you really need to think about the impact of the growth of your business on the household. You know, what's going to happen if this baby grows beyond the toddler bed and the room isn't big enough to put a full-size bed in there?
Right.
What are you going to do? It hopefully will be your problem in the future, and if you're planning to do things, you're setting your goals and doing it smart, you will have that problem down the road.
It's better
to think about it now.
Here's the frustrating part of all that. You would think that when you get to that point, you would say, well, you know, I, one thing about that, I'll be able to fund that growth because that means I've got more customers. Well, you may have and you may not have.
Yeah.
You may have more business. You may have more business, but if your business growth looks, if the biggest place where you see growth is in your receivables, in your revenue and your receivables, and, you know, when you grow, you've got to write somebody a check for that growth. And they want their money now or within 30 days. If your customers are paying you in 45 to 60 days, which some people have that problem, that challenge, then you don't have enough capital to grow your business from the operation of your business. And that's a very frightening and surprising and frustrating thing for a lot of people if they don't plan for that.
Right. I still
growth,
have that
funding,
I have
funding growth is not its own solution.
The growth
itself will not be the solution to funding that growth. That's the thing that surprises people. It's not intuitive at all.
Well, that's why it should be part of the planning process from the beginning, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because then you can look forward and say, you know, how am I going to fund that? And maybe it's that you put a portion away for that possibility in the future.
And it might also involve, you know, some debt, borrowing money at a bank.
Which
I certainly have done, and I recommend it to you folks. Debt is a great way to leverage your business. Beverly, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us that website again, please.
It's www.beverlywilliams.com.
Thank you for being here today. Good job. We'll see you next
time.
Quick break. Right back with Judith Glazier. I'm Jim Blysengame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.